sorry.
Did you? Okay. So hover over play and then go to your age group.
My age group.
And then hover over that as well.
Oh my God, that's frightening. My age group.
Staff and lawmakers like Senator Nicole Poor put on goggles, headphones, and strapped themselves into a virtual reality simulator at Legislative Hall Tuesday. The first thing you see is a first-person view of yourself getting into a car, putting it into gear, and driving down a suburban street.
I'm driving down a residential street, and I'm coming to an intersection where there's a stop sign and a crossing guard. Couple school-aged children crossing over. Cute little girl.
As you keep driving in this scenario, you dodge bicyclists as you coast through stop signs, all the while continuing to text on your cell phone.
Now I've entered onto I-95, and I've almost rear-ended a pickup truck.
You haven't learned your lesson yet?
Not yet, because I have just now smushed my driver to the left of me.
You eventually make it to the city center, nearly hitting parents pushing their children in strollers until you run a stop sign.
I have pulled out into an intersection. The airbag has hit me in the face as the glass has shattered around me. And I was reading a text message that said, "Should we start the meeting without you?"
AAA Mid-Atlantic and AT&T sponsor the simulator in an effort to get teenagers and adults alike to stop texting while they're driving. The group brought it to AI DuPont High School in Wilmington and Legislative Hall this week, while also lobbying for a bill that doubles fines for drivers caught using their phone.
It's a very difficult thing to train young people to not do unless they've seen in a family that there's accidents, people being hurt, killed, or whatever.
That's House Minority Whip Deborah Hudson, who's sponsoring the bill. She says the virtual reality simulator connects real-life consequences to texting while driving, especially for teenagers. The response at the school, Hudson says, was pretty universal.
They were shocked. They said, "I can't imagine this. I only looked down on my phone for 1 second." But apparently 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds could be the distance of a football field, and in that amount of time, anything could happen.
Delaware was the 8th state in the country to ban drivers from using their phones while the car is in motion, going into effect in 2011. Now 46 states have similar bans in place. The original $50 fine hasn't been raised since. Now the bill would hike it to $100, though the final price will be much higher than that when factoring in court fees and other charges divvied up among state agencies. On the second offense, that fine creeps up to a maximum of $300, and you also start to tack on points on your driver's license. Hudson says some people may not be able to pay the fine, but it's necessary to help curb the deadly habit.
There's a chance it's too expensive, but it's a right to drive on the Delaware state roads, and you have a responsibility to drive safely.
The bill is being pushed hard by AAA Mid-Atlantic, who initially wanted points to be put on a person's driver's license on the first offense. Collecting a certain amount of points raises a person's insurance rates and could eventually lead to their license being suspended or revoked. Jim Lardier, Public Affairs Director for AAA Mid-Atlantic, says including points in the offense helps people realize how serious the problem is.
You shouldn't have the first offense in the first place. You shouldn't have the second offense. And if you're going to have the second offense, yes, I think points would help people realize that it's going to cost them. This is not just fun and games, right? It's just not a small fine you can walk away from. This is going to have serious consequences.
Last year, nearly 3,200 people were killed and 431,000 were injured in car accidents involving distracted drivers, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The State Office of Highway Safety sponsored 3 coordinated campaign days in 2013, during which police in Delaware issued 385 cell phone tickets. Governor Jack Markell, an avid cyclist himself, says he sees the problem all the time. One of his friends was running one day and was killed by a driver who was texting.
I hope it, goes through. And again, I don't know that you can have penalties that are high enough when it comes to a bill like this.
Markell himself sat through the virtual reality simulator, at times throwing his hands up after almost hitting pedestrians or cyclists. He says he would sign the bill no matter how high the fine is set.
If we're the highest in the region, I don't care. If we're the highest in the country, I don't care. I want us to be the safest.
The bill has yet to get a committee hearing, but Hudson says she's planning to move it forward later this year. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.